Okay, we're going to talk about that today. 28 Days, Chesed HaMan Aleph. I'll begin a few lines from the top. So again, I'll pause periodically for questions. I prefer not questions in the middle. Okay, I'll pause every 15 to 20 lines. On the second line, Tan Rabbanan, Maaseh Reb Lezer, Shavah B'Gil Yal HaElyon. There was an incident with the Tan Reb Lezer. We had about Reb Lezer yesterday. I remember he never said anything he hadn't heard from when he was Rebbeim. And I remember the Tana Reb Lezer is one of the two Tanaim that took Reb Yochanan and Zakkai out of Yerushalayim. He and Reb Yeshua took him out. So he says, so he had a Shabbos in Galil HaElyon. We know that Reb Lezer lived in Lod. Lod is not Galil HaElyon. But he spent his Shabbos in Galil HaElyon, the Upper Galilee. Ushaluhu Shloshim Halachot Behilchot Sukkah. They asked him 30 questions related to Hilchot Sukkah. Shtemisrei Amar Lehem Shemati, Shmona Asar Amar Lehem Lo Shemati. So 12 questions. He said, I heard the answer from my Rebbeim and he gave it over, and I assume. And then 18, he said, I didn't hear. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Chilupad, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, this is just the punk pakeret, the opposite. Shmona Asar Amar Lehem Shemati. 18, he said, I heard, I know, I have the story what the answer is this. Shtemisrei Amar Lehem Lo Shemati. Amru Lo, so Tamidim said to him, it sounds like all you're learning is just what you heard, but you don't have all the answers. It doesn't sound like you were like on top of the game here. In other words, did you not steig enough? Like you're not answering the questions? How come, what's going on here? So Amar Lahem, his katuni lamar, the Varsho Shalakim, he wrote, would tell you, forced me to say something that I haven't heard from my Rebbeim. Now, he's going to give midot, so he never heard this from his Rebbeim, but it's what he observed in his Rebbeim. He says, Miyamai looked at money in the Beit Medrash. Nobody was in the Beit Medrash before me. And the point is, he's trying to say, I was a very serious student. Nobody ever got the Beit Medrash before me. Lo yashanti Beit Medrash, lo shina keva, lo shina arai. I never slept in the Beit Medrash, neither like a permanent sleep or a light sleep. And a Taman Chacham has a heter, so normally a person's not allowed to sleep in the Beit Medrash, but you could sleep a shina arai. But a Taman Chacham is allowed to sleep as, even a shina's keva in the Beit Medrash, because that's his home. But I didn't do that. I never left somebody the Beis Medrash left, meaning I was the last person to leave. I was the first person there in the morning, last person to leave at night. And I never spent my time with Sichat Hulin, is like frivolous talk. And he says, I never said anything I didn't hear from my Rebbeim. Let's look at Rashi in this for 1 minute on the second wide line of Rashi. His Katuni, Lomar, Taskuni Lomar, Debar, Hule, you're going to force me to say something. I'm going to tell you my midot, my attributes, and this is one of them. On the third wide line in Rashi and Chafet Amar Aleph, Sichat Chulin, Divrei Havai Uschok. It's like nothing, like in frivolous talk. Lomar, Mash Tafek Biadi. The fact that I'm a Supak, I have a question, what the answer is, Lomanei, and the side of correction, Shlo Tarakhi Bechulei. It's not that I didn't toil on this and work very hard on it. It's not possible my Rebbeim said something on this that I didn't hear about it. He says, Umash lo shamati lo mar shakati midati. I'm not going to, whatever I didn't hear from Rebbeim, I'm not telling you. But I was no slouch in learning. I was a very serious student. So if you please minute, remember our agreement, okay? So I was no slouch with this, and whatever I had, I gave over. So that's the way it goes. Let me just do a few more lines, and then I'll pause, just another 10 lines, okay? When Chaf Chedam and Aleph on the second wide line. Okay? Now, the Gemara says, now the Gemara tells us about the midot of his Rebbe, which is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So, Amru Alav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Miyamav lo sach sichat pulin. The Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai never spoke sichat pulin, never spoke like frivolous talk. He was very serious, focused on Torah. Below lach arba amot below Torah below tefillin. He never walked dalet amot without Torah and without tefillin. And the point being here, so the Marsha says that, in other words, Reb Lezer tried to emulate his Rebbeim, but it doesn't mention this by Reb Lezer. So Reb Lezer, when he was speaking to Talmidim, he was just relating the midot that he had, that he wasn't wasting time, that he was utilizing his full efforts for Torah. These are other midot that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai had, though. He says that he never walked 4 amot without Torah, without tefillin. He was always discussing Torah, always wearing tefillin. Nobody ever got the base medrash for Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. He says, "Lo yasham ve'na medrash lo shinu kevlo shinu roi." He never slept in Beis Medrash, neither a permanent slumber or a light slumber. Lo hear hair bevoda matunafot. He never thought Dibrei Torah in the dirty alleyways. Lo niyach adam ve'na medrash fiyatza. He never left somebody in Beis Medrash. It was he would like. It was Reb Lezer was emulating Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was first in and last out of the Beis Medrash. Lo mitzao adam yoshev domain el yoshev shonen. Nobody ever found him sitting like silent, not doing anything. He was always sitting and learning. Nobody opened the door for his Talmidim. He himself did it. I guess it's saying that he was Menasano, that he was opening the door for Talmidim. And he also, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, never said anything that he hadn't heard from his Rebbeim. He never said, it's time, time to leave the base medrash. Let's get up. Except on Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippurim. And Rashi explains, let's look at Rashi, the first narrow line upstairs. On Erev Pesach, they had to make the Korban on Pesach, so it's time to get up. He says, please, somebody unmuted themselves. I need people to be muted. Again, in Rashi, on the first narrow line, remember, Yochanan Zakkai is living at the time of the Korban Beis HaMikdash. So he's one of the base members around. And the Gemara learned from Sakim, if you may recall this, that they would put the kids to sleep so they'll be awake for the Seder. So that's why on Erev Pesach, he would say, okay, now it's time, Shoin Tzai, now you have to go home. And then we're on Kaf Tzad and Aleph, in Rashi, the fourth narrow line. The Erev Yom Kippurim, Zerich Lechol Mivod Yom. The Erev Yom Kippur, you have to eat while it's still days. And then he would say, he would end. Okay, we said questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far. You had something from me, Abe?
So the conversation started where he was asked the questions, and then he said, well, of these, I only know these numbers. And right.
He didn't say, I know. He said, this is what I've heard. This is what I heard. He already heard.
Being not original. You don't know your own answers.
Well, it's...
And then he started being defensive. He says, I am very diligent.
Right.
Okay, and then he goes to. I mean,
what is there a question?
Why is he being defensive?
No, he's not. He's not being defensive. He's just explaining. In other words, this is his shita. This is his mido. In other words, they're asking, why can't you, come up with them? Well, how come you don't have answers to these questions? So he's saying, I received all the Masorah from my Rebbeim. This is what I received, and my derech is I don't repeat anything that I didn't hear from my Rebbeim. That's my derech. That's the hesber. Okay. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? Everybody good? Okay, let's keep moving forward. Okay, so now, So we're on the eighth very wide line on Chafen and Aleph. So Reb Lezer followed Reb Yochanan and Zakkai. Okay, now, Tana Rabbanan, we learned the Braisa, Shmonim Tamidim Ayulo, the Hillel Hazakin. Hillel Hazakin, which is the famous Hillel in Shas, had 80 Tamidim. 30 were ru'i to have shechina on them like Moshe Rabbeinu, which is really quite the statement. He says, in other words, the best students, the 30 best students were ru'i that they would have the shechina like Moshe Rabbeinu. And the 30 least students were ru'i that the sun would stand still like it did for Yoshua Benon, Esrim Benonim. And then there were 20 in the middle. So he's got 80 Talmidim, and so we broke it up. Gadol Shabbatulon, the greatest of the 80 Talmidim was Yonatan ben Uziel. And we know Yonatan ben Uziel wrote a Targum on Nevi'im, right, as the Gemara mentions. He says, Katan Shabbatulon, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The least of the Talmidim was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai became the Nasi. He was the least of the Talmidim of Hillel. Amru Alav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. We were speaking about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. We gave his midot above, but then the descendants considered Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Niach Mikra Mishnah Gemara Halachot Agadot. He was like proficient. He had learned thoroughly Mikra all the Pesukim, the Mishnayot he went through. Now it says Mishnayot, it means that again they had like precursors to the Mishnayot. In other words, like Rebbe codified the Mishnayot, but there was the Mishnayot were even part of the Meir and Rebbe Akiva. So he must have had like some prototype of the Mishnayot. But Mishnah Gemara. Now for Mishnah and Gemara, he says right. So Rashi says Gon Mishnah Brayta Shoshisha Starim. So in some format like that, and Gemara, halachot ba'agadot, and then he had halachot l'moshem Sinai, he was backing that, and the agadot. Dikduke Torah, Rashi says, is like ribuyim, like a ribuyot, like we're going to have soon in the Gemara. But dikduke sofrim are the zero derabanan, he was backing that as well. Talim b'chamurim, like tabachomer, u'gzero shavot, tkufot, so tkufot, Rashi says, is cheshbon ha hiluch kama ulabana. It means like, okay, please, if I need help, I'll let you know. Okay, so it means hiluch kama ulabana. It means like to calculate, you know, how much the solar year would be, how long the moon, you know, from molad to molad. He says the gematriot, and then and that's tkufot, and gematriot is adding up like the value of numbers, of letters, in other words, the gematriot. So Rashi brings down some gematriot. Some of the gematriot are fancier than the way we would normally think. Like Rashi says, the word sheshach in Yirmiya is bavel ba'at bash. Atbash is when I connect the first letter and last letter of the alphabet. So if I take sheshach, I get bavel. So he's saying sheshach is bavel. You got it? In other words, shin is the last, second to last letter of the alphabet. And bez is the second to the first letter. So the bez links up with the shin, and the chaf links up with the lamed. So Babel, gematriot, and then he mentions another gematriot that we've had, or we'll have, like the Gemara says, Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom, that a Nazir, if you don't specify a period of time, that's 30 days, and Chazal Darshan out, Mikadosh Yeh. It says in Parshat Naso, Kadosh Yeh Gadel Perasa Rosho, Yeh, but gematriot is 30. So that's, so he's backing on that. And then, back in the Gemara, Sichat Malachi Asharit, conversation of the Malachi Ashar, the Malachim, the Sichat Sheidim, the Sichat of the demons, the Sichat Bekalim. Now Rashi says on all of those three, Lo Yadana Maihi, I don't know what they are. So if Rashi doesn't know, I don't know. Okay, now, then he says, Mishalot Kofsim, Mishalot Shulim, the parables of laundry of men and the parables of the foxes, means they had certain parables, like Rabbi gives a drasha today, he uses a parable, they had different parables. Davar Gadol V'Davar Katan, a great thing and a small thing, Davar Gadol Maaseh Merkava. Davar Gadol means Maaseh Merkava, in Sefer Yechezkel, so the first parak is after, on the first day of Shavuos, Yechezkel has this vision of the Merkava, and it's a deep, you know, deep concept, and the Gemara learns in the Chagiga, which we'll have in a couple of months, that it can only be taught with a very few people, and so that's Maaseh Merkava. Davar Katan, Havayot Abayi V'Rava. Davar Katan are the questions that are like, Yibayilu, Yibayi Rava had a Shaila, that's the Davar Katan. It's not such a Davar Katan, because that's what occupies our time in the Yeshivas today. He says, L'kayim Mash Ne'amar, it says like to give to my, you know, my lovers or those who love me, I have, I'll fill up their treasure houses. It means that the people who love Torah, so their otzrot are filled with all this Torah. That's what it means. It says the so if this is going back to the least, so if this is the least of Tamim, the hill that Tamim, and least of the Tamim is Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, he's the least. So how much greater is the greatest of the Tamim? So the Gemara says, Amu Lav Yonatan Ben Uziel, they said concerning Yonatan Ben Uziel, who's the greatest of the Tamim, Bishash Yosheva Oseik B'Torah, when he would be sitting and toiling in Torah, Kol Ov Shaporech Lav Yam Shaf, then any bird that would fly above would get incinerated. Let's look at Rashi on this. The last Rashi, six lines above where it gets wide in the Rashis. This Rashi, the Malachim were gathered around him, the Shmo Divrei Torah, to hear the words of Torah from his mouth. Let's look at the first Tosfos upstairs. In other words, like he was so focused on Torah, and somehow like his studying of Torah was able to emulate the Torah Har Sinai, which and then it was given with fire. And he says, "Kenyan zemetzina medrash that we found in this medrash similar in Sinai, but the Rabbi Lezer from Yeshua shemusubim besudam b'liatay stivam." So you see, he says that Tosfos quotes in Chagiga. The way I remember this Tosfos is it's talking about Elisha ben Avuya. That Elisha ben Avuya was a Tana who went off the Derech. So his father made this big party, I think, went for the bris of Elisha ben Avuya, and then the Rebbe Lezer and Yeshua were one of the guests, and they went off to the side, and they started studying Torah, and they're so focused on the Torah, like fire surrounded them. And then the father came and said, if this is what Torah does, then I want my son to be devoted to Torah. But the Gemara takes it that that was not like the an altruistic reason to have his son study Torah. In other words, I want all these miracles to occur for him, since it's the most altruistic reason. That's the way to take it. Okay, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything I did so far? Sure. Okay, can do that. What else? Any other questions, comments, thoughts? All right, let's slow down. Yosef says let's slow down. Okay, let's look at the next Mishnah. Everybody good? Okay, so we're 15 lines to the bottom in the Mishnah. Okay, Matnitin. Mishaya Rosho Veruva Basukka, the person he was sitting, his head and most of his body was in the Sukka, Vishulchano Batokabide. His shulchan, his table, was in the house. So one reason we discussed this, why this would be pasul, is because the person might be nimsha. In other words, if the table's in the house, it's likely that he'll be pulled over to the table. But then there's also another machloket, which we had touched on, about what the minimum shear for a sukkah would be. Does it have to include the shulchan or not? So Beit Shammai poslim, so Beit Shammai pasul such a sukkah. He says, Beit Hillel machshir, and Beit Hillel machshir. So Amru lahem Beit Hillel Beit Shammai. So Beit Hillel Beit Shammai, lo kafi amase, shalchu ziknei Beit Shammai, ziknei Beit Hillel, for the care riofen ben athorani. Wasn't there an incident that in earlier times when this Kenim of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel went to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Achorani, Mitzusha Yoshev Rosh Habru B'Sukkah, they found him, his head and most of his body was in Sukkah, B'Shulchan O'B'Tokha Bayit, which is the case that we disagree with you. We hold it's kosher, you hold it's not. But just 1 minute, I'll pause in 5 lines, you ask questions, okay? Mitzusha, we say this, he says, Below Amru Lo Dabar, and they didn't say anything to him. So here, he was sitting in the way that's the group of the machloka between both of us, and this Canaan never said anything to him. That proves that we're correct. So Amru lahem Beit Shammai. So Beit Shammai said to Beit Hillel, Bisham Raya, that's your proof. Avim Amru lo, they said to him that Beit Shammai said, In Cana Yitinoheg, if this is the way you've been doing it, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. You never fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah if you did it this way. Remember, we discussed on the Tosos, this came up earlier in the Masechta. And the Gimel. Remember, we discussed it at the time, I think, the implication, if you assume that the reason is you'll be Nimshach, you'll be pulled after where your Shulchan is, so it means, they said, Lo kianta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha, you never fill the Mitzvah Sukkah. So not just that you're not doing it right, like on a Drabam level, but once the Chachamim decreed that the Mitzvah should be done in a certain way, if you don't do it that way, then you're not Mekayim any Mitzvah. I discussed it, maybe it was on a Shabbos when you weren't here or something like that, Yosef. So in other words, what? Oh, okay. So we're like the, another example that would be, let's say I say Kriya Shema, I say the three paragraphs of Shema, but I don't say the paragraphs in the order that the Chachamim set up. So they do Shema Vayam Shmo Vayomer. Let's say I do Shema Vayomer and then Vayam Shmo. I do Vayam Shmo Shema and then Vayomer. I flip it over. So then I wouldn't be Yosef the Mitzvah at all, according to this, because that's what they're saying. You know, he's in a way, Lokiyam to Mitzvah Mecha. Then the Mishnah says, Nashim Vavadim Ketanim, three. The women, the slaves, the Ebed Ketanim, the same level of thieves as the women, Ketanim, and minors are Ptur Min HaSukkah. They're exempt from the Mitzvah Sukkah. Then, Katan Shemot Tzarith L'Imo Chayav HaSukkah. If a Katan no longer requires his mother, we'll discuss it in the Gemara, what how old it is, but it'll be around 6 years old. So he's Chay B'Sukkah, and that would be for Chinah. He says, Ma'asev Yadak Kalato, so Shammai Yazakin. There was an incident where the daughter-in-law of Shammai Yazakin gave birth, who pifed in a ma'aziba. It means Shammai himself, he took away like the plaster off the roof, the sikech al gabi amit, and he put schach over the bed, b'shpil katan, for the katan. Now that's going, that's a ma'as of the story. That story is not like what we said. We said that the child is only five and Sukkah when he gets to Chinah. And Shammai is doing like an infant who, you know, is like gaga goo goo. You know, he's doing it. And it's, we'll talk more about it. But the implication being that even the child's impacted by the mitzvah that's done, even though he doesn't have any recollection. Okay, what's that? Why not approach the sukkah?
Remember, we
had
the beans from the house.
Yeah, so I assume he must have taken the beans away. That's the only thing I could assume. Yeah, right. And it was when we said you could make a sukkah in the house, right? With Dofan Akuma. But I don't. Yeah, I don't know what to say. He's got a picture in the picture book. Okay, let's see picture in picture book. Okay, 1 second. Yeah, so the picture in the picture book looks like a kosher sukkah. All right. Okay. All right. What do you have, Abe? What do you got for me? You're good. If you have any questions, please feel free.
Leaving the bean.
What?
That's not that picture.
Yeah, it says.
I can visualize the beginning.
All right.
He is in the sukkah growth. His head is in the sukkah.
Right.
But the table is not
in the sukkah. Is in the bayit. So yeah, he's got a picture. He's got a picture of you. Okay. Okay, you good? Okay, everybody good? Okay, you're good, Michael? You have something else? Okay. Okay, so I think we're good. Okay, everybody good in the cyber world? Okay, let's see further. Okay, so we're in the Gemara around six lines from the bottom on Chaf Chedem and Aleph.
Okay.
Michael would say, you're okay, Ruth?
Yeah, I was just going to agree that it was a good idea to slow down a bit, if you could. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, I'm following that. Okay. Okay, eight lines from the bottom, Chaf Chedem and Aleph, 28 a day. Okay? So the Gemara says, and mute yourself. Everybody mute themselves, okay? So the Gemara says, Benani Mila, where do I know this halacha that, again, that Nashim, Avadim, and Ketanim are Pturim and Asuka? It says, the Tan Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, we learned the Bryce, so the Bryce is going to darshan out the source. Now, the Pasuk says, Kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu basukot. Ezrach, in modern Hebrew, means a citizen. Like, every native Jew should dwell in the Sukkot. Kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu basukot. Tan Rabbanan, Ezrach, the Ezra. Ezrach is an Ezrach. It means it's going to come out that men and women, we think, will be an Ezrach. In other words, men and women are Chayim and Sukkah. Ha Ezrach lo tzid anashim. Ha Ezrach is, the Gemara assumes the hay is to exclude women. Ha Ezrach. It means only some of the Ezrach. Now, call the Rabot Rakhtanim. The word call is to include Tanim. So call Ha Ezrach to Israel. The Gemara is learning out that women are Pturim and Sukkah. And the Gemara is going to ask, isn't it Mr. Seishas von Grama, what do we need a limit for? And we'll address all of those issues, okay? So now, that's the Braisa. So the Gemara says, Amar Mar, Ha'ezrach lo tzid ha'nashim. So in the Braisa, we said that Ha'ezrach, that the hay is a miyad, it's excluding women. L'meimra, the Ezrach be'nashim be'gabri mashka. So the implication is the term Ezrach means everybody. Ezrach means everybody. Ha'ezrach doesn't mean everybody, like only certain people are going to do the mitzvah. He says, L'meim te'ezrach be'nashim be'gabri mashka. Bahatanya, now we're learning a Braisa, we're going to learn just the opposite. Bahatanya, Ha'ezrach, Rabbanan Hanashim Ezrach Yod, Shechayavot Be'inui. So this is the Pasuk by Yom Kippur. It says, Bachodesh Hashvi Be'esor Lachodesh, Tanuit Napsho Techem, Bechor Malachalo Tasu, Ha'ezrach Ba'ger Agar Itchem. Okay? So on Yom Kippur, it says, Tanuit Napsho Techem, it says Ha'ezrach v'Ager Agar B'Tochem, the Ezrach and the convert that lives in your midst. Okay, let's take a look back in the Gemara. So again, with the price of Tanya Ha'ezrach, the Rabot Hashem Ezrach Yochefayevot Be'inui. So here the limud is Ha'ezrach is that women are obligated in fasting and in Kippur. Alma Ezrach Gavri Mashka. So in the second brisa, it sounds like Ezrach means men. And the hay is not a miyot, the hay is a ribui. The hay is including more people. So how do we reconcile both these brises? And they both can't be true. In other words, Ezrach has got to be either men and women, and hay has to either be a ribui or a miyot. It can't be both. So the Gemara says, Amarabba, Hilchata Ninu Vas, Bethin Rabban Akroi. So Rabba says, you're right, they're both not true. One is actually the limud, and one is really a halakha on Shemi Sinai, and the limud is just an asmachta. In other words, like a support from the Pasuk, either remind us of the halacha of Shemi Sinai, but that's really a halacha of Shemi Sinai. We'll see it. So the Gemara says, Hey, brother, hey, hilchata. So, which is the Pasuk that we're learning from, and which is the halacha of Shemi Sinai? So the two, pralamali, hilchalamali. Why do we need Pasuk for either one of those things? In other words, why do we need any limud for either one of them? In other words, what do I have a limud? I have a limud that women are not chayav in sukkah. I have a limud that women are chayav in fasting and Yom Kippur. Why do I need any psukim for either one of those things? He says, Hasukkah mitzvah seishas man grama. Sukkah is a positive command controlled by time. The full mitzvah seishas man grama nashim throw. We know that any positive command that's controlled by time, women are exempt from. And the Gemara usually learns that out, right? So the Gemara learns it out from tefillin, right? I think it says, no, but limad tamotam b'neichem, that you teach your sons is tamat Torah. And then the Gemara has tefillin is mentioned nearby. So it comes out that Mrs. Sage is one grama that Nashim are Turot. Okay, let's take it back in the Gemara. So that I have the Reimel Limud. So that I don't need a Limud by Sukkah. It's missed a positive command control by time. I don't need any extra Limud. And then let's see what the Bach says. He says, B'yom HaKippurim means Rabbi Yudim Aradna. The fact that women are obligated to fast on Yom Kippur, I know from the Limud of Rabbi Yudim Aradna. Now Yom Kippur is also, I would think, a misseishes man grama because it is definitely controlled by time. But he says the Amar Rav Yudam Rav, the Chinkad of David Shmuel, Rav Yehuda Rav, and the Bryce was also taught this way in Beis Medrash of Shmuel. Amar Kra Isha Isha Kin Page, the Shvakut Isha Ish the Chol Onshin Shabbat Torah. So Isha Isha is a second parshat Naso, says, if either one of them sins, over there is something, if they steal and they lie falsely, make a false shvua. But either one, they're talking about doing a sin. So So the pasuk is making an equivalence between men and women by anything where an onesh is indicated. Any punishment is indicated, which would be any lav, get malkot or karet or anything like that. Men and women are the same. So mamela, let's go back slowly. So sukkah, I know that women are exempt from sukkah because of positive command controlled by time. And that women are obligated to fast in Yom Kippur, that's a lav. Let's take a look if we have a Rashi for this, which I think we do. If you look at the last Rashi on Tav Kenamin Aleph, Yom Kippurim, Lo Ta'asehu. Yom Kippur is Lo Ta'aseh, Bekarehu, and it's punishable by Kareh. He says, V'chol mitzvah Lo Ta'aseh, Ben Zman Grama, Ben Zon Grama, so the Gemara learns that women are a chayav in that. So that's basically the sugya in Kiddushin, right? It's the lav. Men and women are obligated in the mitzvahs, except for there's an exception to that. What's the exception? Who knows the exception? What? Well, that they don't have a bris, but the way I remember the Gemara says bal takifu. It says the bal takifu. And it might be, I have to take a look again. Anyway, but generally women are chayav in the lavim. And so anyway, so that's the bottom line. Okay, you said I was going too quick. So let me see. You have any questions, Ruth? You're okay? Ruth, you're okay?
I do.
You have, what's up, Fern?
It seems like a silly question, but isn't sukkah, except for maybe the first night, going in without the sleeping, because we don't sleep in there today, most of us, isn't that really not grama as it's determined by when you eat?
Isn't it really what, not what?
Not a mitzvah.
No, well, it's,
because
the point
when
is,
you want to eat, you go. It's yeah, no, there's a date, the, I yeah, understand.
No, yeah, so then you got it. In other words, the mitzvah is only on the
date, the 15th, those 7 days.
Right, that's it. Otherwise, there's no mitzvah.
But the time within those dates doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Okay. All right. Let's go further. Okay. Let's take a look back at the Gemara. Now, the second line from the top on Chaf Chenamid Beis. So again, so Amar Abaye, Liolam Sukkah Hilchata. So Abaye says the emes is that the fact that women are exempt from a sukkah is halachlam of Shemi Sinai. That's not learned from the pasuk. We learn how to limud on Amar Aleph. That Kol HaEzrach B'Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkot. And we said that Ezrach were men and women, and the hate was to mostly women. That's really just an asmakta. It's not a real limud. But really, it's halakha Moshe Mishnah, they're exempt. But it's real. Why do I even need halakha Moshe Mishnah? The third line, Sakhata Kamina, because they would have thought, Teshu Kein Taduru. The mitzvah is to dwell in the sukkah the way you live in the house. Madira Ishva Ishto. How does one live in the house? Men and women live together in the house, right? You don't know many married couples that their marriage is any, you know, holding together. They're living differently. They're away from one another. Madira ishvi ishto, when men and women live together, af sukkah ishvi ishto. So I would think mitzvah sukkah is also that a man and woman both live in the sukkah together. Kamash falan. So therefore, the halakha mishumisina teaches me that no, notwithstanding the fact that you're right, a man and a woman live together in the house, the woman is still exempt from the mitzvah sukkah. And then a few more lines, line 5. Rava has a different answer. Rava Amar Isri. If Rava says Allah Shami said it was necessary, Satha Kamina, Yalif Kamishasar, Kamishasar Mikakamatso. So we learned earlier, we had yesterday there's Xerishava, Kamishasar, Kamishasar from Mikakamatso. Remember that's when we went to the Mishnah, that the first night of Sukkot, I have an obligation to eat in the Sukkah. And I'm learning it from Matzah. So he says, so I would think, Malahala Nashim Chayvot. So by matzah is also mitzvah man grama, right? Matzah is a mitzvah. So why are women obligated to matzah? They are obligated to matzah. So Chazal teach us that it says shivatim. It says lo tochalav chametz shivatim tochalav matzot. Don't eat chametz 7 days. Eat matzah. So Chazal darsh now from the Hekesh that kol sheish no babal tochal chametz. Anyone who's included in the law, the negative commandment of not eating chametz, is included in the positive commandment of eating matzah. So I say, Malahala Nashim Chayavot, just like we have this Gezeirah Shabbat, we're learning, you know, things from Pesach, So let's learn out. We're going to learn out the women are also obligated to eat in the sukkah on the night of Sukkot. Kamash Balan. Okay, so again, so we'll go so slowly with this. So we said that we gave two limudim from the Braisa, one by Yom Kippur and one by Sukkot. We said one is halacha moshe misina, one's an actual limud. So now we've identified that the limud quotes from, regarding Sukkot is really halacha moshe misina. And the limud that the Gemara had was not a real limud. And why do I need the halacha moshe misina? Because it's a misstatement of grammar. So I have reasons to think that notwithstanding it's a misstatement of grammar, where the women should be obligated, right? One is that that a man lives with his wife in the house, I would think it's like Teshu came to Duru, you dwell like you live in the house, so they should both be in the sukkah, and so women would be obligated. And the other svar is, I would think I would learn the Gzeir Shava, Chamishasar, Chamishasar, from Pesach, so Kamishlan. It's interesting, like people, I think normally think, why are women not obligated in sukkah? This is a misstation of Mangrama, but the emes is, the Gemara is saying, it's really a lachal moshe misinai, because misstatements on grama, I would say there's an override based on the svara that we gave, but it's really a lachal moshe misinai that's not obligated in sukkah. Okay, one second. Let me just give me six more lines, I'll come and just keep the thought. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Vahashnamrit sukkah hilchatur. So now you taught me that sukkah is a lachal moshe misinai. So the pasuk, so means that ha ezra. The hay is really a ribui, not a miyut. That's really what's coming out. So this whole shtickle Torah that we had, that Ezrach was men and women, the hay was a miyut, that's just an asmatha. That's not the real ima. It's really a lach shumisina. So the Gemara says, v'hashtam yitzukah hilfika. So now you told me that sukkah is really a lach shumisina. Pra'lamali. Why do we need the pasuk now? Call Ezrach b'Yisrael Yeshu b'sukah. What am I going to learn from that pasuk? I thought we're learning that women are exempt. So the rabotah agerim. So the Gemara says, that pasuk is really teaching me the gerim, the converts, are chayiv in Sukkot. In Sakkah d'Kamina, I would have thought ha'izrach b'Yisrael amarachman of lota gerim. I would have thought izrach b'Yisrael means like the native Jew. In other words, like the person who's born into Judaism. He's and not converts. Kamashvalan. So kamashvalan not this way. So it's just one second. Okay. So. So the hay ha ezrach is the hay is a ribui, and saying the gerim also include. Now I thought, why would you think the gerim are not included in the mitzvah of sukkah? Why would I think such a thing? And he's got it based on the pasuk, but based on svara, why would it not? So I was thinking that the sukkah. Say it again, what? Spell it out more. No, about the clouds. Spell it on the. You what? What? What about the Anei Kav? In what way? Why? But spell it out. All right. So when they left Mitzrayim, so they had the Erev Rav. They had all these people that were joining the Jewish people who were like converting to Judaism. But I think the Erev Rav was not included in the Anei Kavod. So the Erev Rav are not included in the Anei Kavod. So I would think the Gerim don't have the mitzvah. So that's what I was thinking of Pisvara. So the Torah is teaching me no. They do have a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. You could say the Erev Rav were not sincere converts, and these converts presumably are. He says, now let me just wrap it up to the two dots, and then I'll pause. Yom Kippurim means Rav Yudam Rav Nafta. So what about the limud by Yom Kippur? So we had a limud that Ha'izrach, that women were obligated to fast on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, I have a limud. Why do I need that limud? That is a limud. But why do I need that limud? I know women are obligated to fast from what Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav. It's Lav, and it's Tiv Karet, so they're obligated. So Nafka, Rav Yudah Marav Nafka, Lo Nisrachal Tosefet Inui. I need that Pasuk to teach me that women are obligated in Tosefet Inui. So Chazal teach us, remember it says, from the 9th of Tishrei in the evening, you'll observe your fast, but so are you fasting on the 9th? So the Gemara is teaching me that I have to be mosif mechol l'kodesh. I have a mitzvah to add on to Yom Kippur. Now, the chiv karet is only on the period after Shkia. When it's vaday laila, then it would be a chiv karet. Sal, do you need any help? Or are you good? Okay. So he says here, nisrachal tosefet inui. So sakadet hamid, I would have thought like this: ho'ulumid rachmanim tosefet inui me onish hamid zara. I would think, since the Torah says Tosefet Inui, in other words, it's a mitzvah to be Mosif Mechol HaKodesh, and it's a mitzvah to fast during that period of time. It's before sunset, is a mitzvah to add on and to fast, begin the fast before sunset. But you're not chayiv karet if you don't fast during that period of time. And it's not something to onesh, no azhara. If you did it, you know, you'd be chayiv karet. No azhara means like, don't do this. He says, lo nechayiv nashim klal. So we think that women are not obligated in Tosefet Mechol HaKodesh, because they're only linked to Yom Kippur because of the lavim. He says, kamash long. So the pasuk is teaching me the opposite way. All right, let me just repeat, then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts, okay? So we learned two things. First, we learned that the women are exempt from sukkah, and the Gemara says, and the Gemara had a limit from the pasuk. The Gemara says, the limit from the pasuk is just an asmachta. Really, it's halakha l'mishamisina that women are exempt from sukkah. So why do we need any halakha l'mishamisina? It's seishazman grama. So he said, there are two reasons I would think that, notwithstanding that it's a mitzvah seishazman grama, that women should be obligated. One is, teishu came to duru, you should dwell like you live in the house. I live in my house with my wife. So maybe we both have to live in the sukkah, I would think. And the second is that, I think, learn the gzeir shava from Pesach. So coming to halakha l'mishamisina, it's just not this way. So the whole limit about the hay, excluding the women, that's like a little shtickle Torah. So what does the pasuk come to teach me? So the Gemara says the highest rach is really Reba. We see me that Gerim are obligated and suck. It's fine. Then the Gemara says, by Yom Kippur, it said, highest rach v'agera garitchem, that the Ezrach, you know, has to fast. So highest rach. So he said that's to include women. So why do we need to include women? I would think that they are included because it's a lot. So the Gemara says, it's teaching me they're included in Tosefet Inui, in the added part before Shkia. So that I wouldn't know from the lavim, because there is no lav during that period of time. It's only an essay. So Kamash Malan, they're obligated in that as well. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? What's up, Fern?
Why in this whole Shtickle Torah here is not mentioned when we talked about Pesach, and I know about the supersonic clouds, the Sha'af Hei Nahayu Ba'otohanes. Didn't even come up in the discussion.
Why should it come up?
Wouldn't this have been a place when you're
again,
discussing
again,
whether...
Again, we have a limud by Pesach that teaches me that women are chayv and matzah. Af Hei Nahayu Ba'otohanes, so the Gemara uses that in Pesachim, to about the Arba Kosot, the women are obligated, I think, in Arba Kosot, Shafin Ayubo to an ace.
Right, and didn't we learn that the matzah was the opposite? They couldn't eat the chametz anyway, so.
In other words, I don't need Afin Ayubo to an ace, right? I have this. And again, remember, there's a whole machloket Rishonim. When do you say Afin Ayubo to an ace? Well, some think you only use it by a mitzvah derabanan Afin Ayubo to an ace, but. But anyway, but we don't need it. We have our other limud. Okay. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Everybody good?
And why would you think that they wouldn't be obligated in the Tosefet Yom in the
again,
Tosefet of the day?
We said that women are chayav in Yom Kippur because if there's a lav and it was or an onish. So by Yom Kippur, there's a lav and an onish, but only after it's Lila. But Tosefet is before nightfall. So I would think that it's...
But how are we obligated then in Shabbos in Tosefet Hayom? Isn't there a Tosefet Hayom for Shabbos too?
Yeah, there is. So it could be, it could be the same thing as here. In other words, it might be a limud from Yom Kippur. It might be a limud from Yom Kippur. Otherwise, I don't know. Okay. All right. Let's see. Further back in the Gemara. All right. So now I'm at the two dots on Chaf Chen Amud Beis around 20 lines down. Okay, Amamar, Kol Ravoda Rakhtanim. Now, we said, we had in the first price we quoted on Amud Aleph, Kol HaEzrach B'Yisrael Yeshuv B'Sukkot. So Ezrach, we said that was all Asmachta. But Kol was the Ravoda Rakhtanim. Kol was teaching me that minors are obligated in the Mitzvah Sukkah. So the Gemara says, Amamar, Kol Ravoda Rakhtanim, B'Hatzan, Nashim B'Vadim Rakhtanim, Turim in a Sukkah. But in the Mishnah, we learned that Ketanim are exempt from the Mitzvah Sukkah. So we have a stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Mishnah says they're exempt, and the Braisa says they're obligated. So the Gemara says, Lo Kasha, Kan B'Katan She'Igi L'Chinuch, Kan B'Katan Shlo'Igi L'Chinuch. So in the Mishnah, in the Braisa that says that they're obligated, they're talking about a Katan who's Yigila Chinuch. So Chinuch depends a little bit on the child and his intelligence, but they usually say let's at least when he's like 6 years old, he knows what the whole thing is all about. And the Mishnah says the Patur is a Katan Shlo Yigila Chinuch. So the Gemara says, Katan Shigila Chinuch means Rabbanon who. So the Gemara says, but the obligation of a Katan who has reached Chinuch, that's only rabbinic obligation. He says, so the Gemara says, Midrabanan across Matabalmahu. So the Gemara says, then you're right, it is the Rabbanan, and the Pope Pasuk was just an Aspata. So again, Limud Ha'izrach about excluding women that we knew was an Asmata. Now we're saying that Kol, and then Ha'izrach, what did Ha'izrach teach me? That told me Gerim is what we learn in Gerim. So what is Kol teaching me? Let's look at Rashi, he helps out with this. So if you look at the Asmach the Baalim and then who, it's a few lines above Gilgal Hashas. He says, Ukra, Rav Lezer, Kitid, Le Rav Gier, Shnagai, Ben Atayim, Katan, Shigadal, Dosim, Sukhamacho, Shomoed. So yesterday's app, we learned this, that Paul, according to the time, Rav Lezer teaches me that even though a Sukkah is normally built for 7 days for the mitzvah, according to the time, Rav Lezer, but he holds that if the person became obligated in the middle, he's still obligated to build the Sukkah then. And that would be a katan shigadal. He reached the age of puberty, or the person converted. Mashkin shari still osin. Older rabbanon kideilu shpuis rudli shevis sukkah chad lashir sukkah shula. According to Chamim, it's to teach you that you could dwell in a sukkah that's borrowed, like a kol on Zrach Israel. That extra ribui teaches me that I could fulfill the mitzvah in a sukkah that's borrowed. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. Katan sheinu sirich l'imo b'chulei. So in the Mishnah we said if a katan does not require his mother, then he's obligated in sukkah. But we said mechinuch is done at the rabbanon level. We're on a chaf ten of days, man. Midway down the column, Sal. We're around 8 lines above the Mishnah. Okay, katan shenot tzrich l'imo b'chulei. So the Gemara says heichin dami katan shenot tzrich l'imo. What exactly is a katan that doesn't require his mother anymore? So Amri debei Rabbi Yanai kol shenifna v'inimo makanato. So this sounds like a very young child, I think. He says if he goes to the bathroom, the mother doesn't have to clean up after him. He's like, like with an animal, you say housebroken. I think they say toilet trained, like that way. So that would be a very young child. He says, Rebbe, and aside, Rebbe Shimon Laki Shomer, Kol Shniyor Mishnah Tovei Nukorei Ima. He says any child that's like waking up and asleep and he doesn't call for his mother. So Ima Gdolin Nami Karos. Even older children call for their mother if they're waking up. Ella, in a kore ima ima, means he doesn't call the mother incessantly. In other words, like so if he doesn't call, so they usually say it's around age 6. That's what they usually say. Okay, now let me just do a few more lines and I'll pause at the Mishnah and then we'll go on. So now Maaseh Yalda Kalato Bechule. So we said there was an incident where the daughter-in-law of Shammai gave birth, and Shammai built the sukkah in the house for her and the child, for the child. So the Gemara says, Maaseh the store. So the Mishnah said that if it's a katan that's not higila chinuch, he's patur. And then he teaches me the story of Shammai, who's building the sukkah for the infant. So he says, the Gemara says, chisuri mechzer b'haki katani. This is if there are words missing in the Mishnah, this is the way we should understand the Mishnah. But Shammai machmir, Shammai, though, was machmir. In other words, in Achinami, the Tana holds it's patur. But Shammai himself was stringent. U'masinami v'yadak katosha Shammai azakein, u'pichir ma'ziva v'sikech alamita b'shvil katan. And then he covered the sukkah for the katan. I think there's a Gemara help here. But, you know, the Gemara elsewhere says, I think it's about Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And I don't know if it comes up. Maybe it comes up later here. But he says that that his mother would bring him to the Beis Medrash when he was like a youngster. And he would just hear like the people learning. In other words, like so like that would like seep into him. And here he's talking about like a child. This child was like, I don't know, could the child could be a week old or whatever, and the building was sukkah for the child. But the idea is on a ruchni level, all those things impact on the child. And I think there's a sukkah that's coming up about it, but all right. Okay, now, all right, now let me just do a little bit here. Let me read a little bit from the sheets and then we'll wrap it up. Okay, now the Bryce. What? Okay, I need everybody.
I was going to say that we had this Gemara with Rabbi Yeshua. That was.
But I can't hear you. Speak louder. All right,
let's be sure that he hears things and he was in the shame umro.
All right, Aramosha,
he didn't even shame umro because
he was all right, Aramosha, listen, you're coming in and out. We can't hear you. You're going to have to just wait a little bit, okay? Because we can't hear you so well. All right, so please excuse me. I'm going to move on, and if you get a better connection, we'll hear you in a few minutes, okay? So the Gemara says that one of the reasons for the exemption that I would have thought the wife is obligated is because the man dwells with his wife in the home. So we would have thought likewise, women must dwell in a sukkah together with their husbands. So then we had the pasuk. The Rama writes that in order to properly fulfill the concept of teishu kein tadiru, there's commendable stringency if possible, one to construct a private sukkah for sleeping, in order that his wife too can sleep in the sukkah, so that he can dwell in the sukkah in the same manner as he dwells at home. So in Akhenami, the Gemara rejects it that the women aren't obligated, but the Rama says, ideally, I don't know how the wife feels about this, but ideally you should build a sukkah where the wife could dwell with him. The Magen Avraham notes that the Rama seems to contradict our Gemara, for our Gemara concludes, based on a Pasuk HaZra, that despite the rule of Teishu Kein Taduru, women are exempt from sukkah, thus indicating there is no need for one's wife to sleep in the sukkah. Why then does the Rama derive from the rule Teishu Kein Taduru that it's preferable to dwell in a sukkah with one's wife? The Magen Avraham answers that although, based on the Pasuk HaZrach, women are exempt from sukkah and are under no obligation to join their husbands in the sukkah, the Rama holds that if a man wants to meticulously fulfill his sukkah obligation, he must try to accommodate his wife so that she should join him in the sukkah so that his yeshiva sukkah should parallel his dwelling at home. In other words, the Rama wants to say, Teishu Kein Taduru, everybody should dwell in the sukkah like they dwell in the home. To which we obligate. So the Gemara says, Kamash, well, not this way. But the Rama is saying, like you as an individual, you're right, Teishu Kein Taduru is so it's only a chiyuv on the man. But if the man dwell, he should dwell just like he does in the home. So in the home, he's got his bed, in his home, he's got all these things. In the home, he's got his wife. So if he could arrange that the wife would be in the sukkah, that's ideal. Now, the above side of Rama suggests the reason people today are commonly lax in their obligation to sleep in the sukkah is that it is difficult for most people to construct a private sukkah. The Rama rationalizes that one who lacks a private sukkah is exempt from sleeping in the sukkah under the rule, Teishu Kein Taduru, since one not kind of sleep there in the manner that he sleeps in his home, i.e. in a private room with his wife. So that would be a reason to exempt it. In a somewhat similar vein, the Taz suggests that a married man is permitted to sleep in his house in sukkahs based on the Gemara of Zion, which drives the pasuk of Samachta Tal Beitecha. So one idea is, Teishu Kein Taduru. So I have to live in the sukkah the way I live in my house. I live in my sukkah with my wife. My wife can't be, isn't going to be there. So let me go back in the house. The other is the Samachta Tal Beitecha. I have to rejoice with my wife and family. It's mitzvah for one to remain home during the festivals so he can celebrate Yom Kippur with his wife and family. Thus, by joining one's wife in the house, he fulfills a mitzvah of rejoicing on the festival with his wife, as learned above on Daf Papay, when he's occupied with one mitzvah, is exempt from another mitzvah. Also, if mitzvah patrim and a mitzvah. That would be another reason. Another reason they give is they say it's colder here, and so because it's Latina, we can't do it. Okay, let's just wrap it up. And then if we have time, Aaron Moshe, I'll try to come back to you. And if we have good connection with you, okay? So let's do the last Mishnah and we'll go further. So Manitin, Kol Shavari Yomim Adamo Seh Sukkah Tokeva Beit Arai. The whole 7 days of sukkahs, one makes the sukkah like his permanent home and the house like the temporary dwelling. Yardu Gishamim, if it rains, Meimatai Mutar Lefnot, when can he like bail out of the sukkah? When and at what point, how heavy does the rain have to be when he says, you know, I'm out of here? Mishet Tisracha Mikva, when the porridge becomes ruined. Mashuma Shalama Debar Domam, you give a parable, what is it similar to? Le'evit Shabalim Zo Kosa Rabo, to a servant who comes to dilute a cup of wine for his master, the Shafaklo Kiton Panav, and the master pours the ketone on his face. So there's a famous bra on this, maybe you remember. So the bra asks, why is it, why do they give, like he's got a kos and he has a ketone, and why is it, why is this the mashal? So the gra says that the yamim norayim are yamei din, we just are in a period of din. And then Hashem gives us an opportunity to dilute the din with rachamim through doing the mitzvah sukkah, doing the mitzvah sukkah. So if it's raining, I can't do the mitzvah sukkah. So the wine is like the unmitigated din. So the eved is coming to dilute the wine. I'm the eved. I'm coming to dilute the wine. I can't take the din. It's too hard for me. I want to dilute it. And the master takes the water and throws it in his face. He's left with the undiluted wine. That's the way the gross. So in other words, I shouldn't be like I think people tend to feel, yeah, good, now I can eat in the house. It's such a draining. But it's not that way. You should say, gee, I don't have this chance to dilute the din. Okay, let's think back on the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, Kol Shabbat Yamim, Adam says Sukkah to Kev Beit HaRoi, that all 7 days the person makes his Sukkah the permanent, the house of Roi, Ketzad, Hayulo Ke'im, Kilim Na'im, Al on the Sukkah. These are nice, you know, vessels, it could be dishes, whatever, it brings on the Sukkah, nice spreads, Mal on the Sukkah. Oh, Hail B'Shukhem, Hail B'Sukkah. He eats, he drinks, he walks around in the Sukkah. But not immediately. Where do I know this halacha that it's all true? That was the first brisa. So the first brisa says, do A, B, and C. Where do I know this from? So the Tan Rabbanan, we know another brisa. Teshu Kain Tadiru. Basho Teshu Shabbat. You may wish to dwell in the Sukkahs. To be Kain Tadiru, the way you live in your house. Mikanam Ru, Poshbarimim of Sadam Sukkato Keva, Obey Torai. From here they derived that the whole 7 days of Sukkahs, you make your Sukkah Keva permanent and the house of Rai temporary. Kesad, Ayulu Kain Naim, Malon the Sukkah. Matzonot, Malon the Sukkah. So if you had nice Kalim, you bring the Sukkah. Nice spreads, you bring the Sukkah. Ochel Bashtamatay Basukkah. And then the Brisa adds, Umishanain Basukkah. The Mishanain, we think, means to analyze the learning in the Sukkah. That's added on in the second Brisa. So the Gemara focuses on those last two words. Inis is true. But I'm a Rava. Rava said, Mikru Minna B'Mitalalka, that studying Psukim and studying Mishnayot, I do in the Sukkah. The Tanui Bar Mitalalka. But Tanui, which means to like go over the Svaras, like what we would call Gemara, and then the give and take, that I do outside the Sukkah. So here, one Brisa, so the Brisa says, Mishanein B'Sukkah, which means I analyzed my learning in the Sukkah. The other, the statement of Rava is not this way. Rava is obviously in Amora, but the Gemara says, no kasha. There's no kasha between Rava's statement and the Brisa. Habamigras, habayune. That the Brisa, when it said that Mishanein B'Sukkah, means I've already gone through the learning. I know it. I'm just reviewing it. So that I do in the Sukkah. But B'Yune, if I'm trying to do an analysis, I don't do it in the Sukkah. The Sukkah is not the most conducive place to do learning. So I do it wherever the most conducive place is to do learning. Rashi sounds like outside of the Avir is like better for him. Now let's take a look at the top line of Chapetam and Aleph. Now on the side he adds on, Ki had the Rava Bar Chama, Ki had the Rava of the Rami Bar Chama. Like Rava and Rami Bar Chama, they would kind of become with Rav Chista. When they would stand up, they'd learn with Rav Chista, and now they're standing up to leave. Mirate Bigmara Bahade Adade, that they would review the Gemara, they would view like the Shir quickly. This is Asher, this is Mutar, everything he said. Bahadur Ma'ayni B'Svar. And then afterwards, they would analyze. So there's two elements. Even when I've learned the Gemara from the Rebbe, but there's one way I go quickly, what he said, and then I analyze and see if I have any questions on it. Now, Amar Rava, Mani Mishtiya B'Mitalal, so Kalim for drinking, I leave in the Sukkah. Mani Mechla Bar Mitalal, the food eating items, I have it outside the Sukkah. It means like this. If I have dirty dishes, I take it outside the Sukkah. It's disgusting leaving the dirty dishes in the Sukkah. Chatzpah v'shafil bar mitalalta. It's like a pail, and one pail is earthenware, and one is wood. That's outside the Sukkah. I don't normally have that in my house. Ushraga b'mitalalta. Shraga is like a lamp, is in the Sukkah. But amila bar mitalalta. Some say outside the Sukkah. Velo pliyi habasukkah dola habasukkah tana. So one way to learn is that the shraga is an earthenware lamp, and it's so disgusting because it's there, but if it's a big Sukkah, I don't notice it. The other way to say that it's not with that, it's I'm afraid of burning down the whole Sukkah. So if it's a small Sukkah, to leave this lamp in the Sukkah, that's dangerous. It'll burn down the whole place. And the other thing is larger. Okay, let me see if Aaron Moshe is still around. Aaron Moshe? Aaron Moshe, you still there? Aaron Moshe?
I'm here. Do you hear me?
Okay. So say over what you want to say, Aaron Moshe.
No, I want to say two things. First of all, we learned about this Rabbi Yeshua that he basement the crib, and then he would say he wouldn't be able to say Vishay Mind. He says I was in the crib at the time. I don't know who said it. Remember, I think it was Yeshua, wasn't it?
Listen, I it's hard for me to hear you, Aaron Moshe. You're coming in and coming out. I apologize.
Was it Rabbi Yeshua? Was it Rabbi Yeshua the one? Was it Rabbi Yeshua the one who was crib in the base medrash all the time?
Okay.
He thanked his mother for bringing him.
Yeah, I think that's the same Gemara.
He thanked his mother for bringing him.
I can't hear every word you're saying, but I think you're referring to the same Gemara that
he
I
said. He thanked his mother. He's saying he thanked his mother for teaching him and bringing him in.
Oh, okay. And what else did you want to say?
And the other thing is, a couple ones came to the Chofetz Chaim. So he said, "How old is the baby?" So he said, "You should have ago."
Yeah, I couldn't. Fern, could you hear that?
Something. A couple went to the Chafetz Chaim and they brought the baby.
All right. I have to end it. I'm sorry. Aaron Moshe, I couldn't hear you so clearly. But I have to end the shiur, okay?
Okay.
Anyway, but thank you for everybody. Let me just end the recording. One second.
I tried to help.
One second.
Fern is the dolmetscher.
Is the